got another, some more folks up here that hardly need any introduction. They told me they have been playing, is it 47 years at the Florida Folk Festival? It's, I know. It's Aunt Peggy and Jay Smith. And I asked Peggy if I could tell you this. You'll notice that she is wearing a lovely watch pinned to her very pretty dress. It belonged to Cousin Thelma Bolton. Yeah. How many of you remember Cousin Thelma? I know you do. Well, there's still a few out there. She was a lady that really, really got this going and kept it going. So please, Aunt Peggy and Jay are consummate storytellers. Jay has an encyclopedic knowledge of folk music. He's told me so many interesting things, and you've met a lot of people along the way. So we're looking forward to you sharing your talents with us. So please welcome Aunt Peggy and Jay Smith.
Thank you, Jan. Bilin' cabbage down, boys, turn that hoe cake round. The only song that I can sing is bilin' cabbage down. I used to live on a mountaintop and now I live in town, staying at a big hotel, a courtin' Betsy Brown. Bilin' cabbage down, boys, turn that hoe cake round. The only song that I can sing is bilin' cabbage down.
Skinny lady went to bathe, she didn't tell a soul. She forgot to put the stopper in, right down the hole.
Bilin' cabbage down, boys, turn that hoe cake round. The only song that I can sing is bilin' cabbage down. First time I saw my true love, she was standing in the door. Shoes and stockings in her hand, her bare feet on the floor. Bilin' cabbage down, boys, turn that hoe cake round. The only song that I can sing is bilin' cabbage down.
Thank you.
Soon as we all cook sweet potatoes, sweet potatoes. Soon as we all cook sweet potatoes, eat them all right up. Soon as supper's at, mama hollers, mama hollers, mama hollers. Soon as supper's at, mama hollers, time to go to bed. Soon we touch our head to the pillow, to the pillow, to the pillow. Soon we touch our head to the pillow, go to sleep right smart.
Soon,
soon the rooster crow in the morning, in the morning. Soon the rooster crow in the morning, time to wash your face. Soon as we all cook sweet potatoes, sweet potatoes, sweet potatoes. Soon as we all cook sweet potatoes, eat them all right up.
Thank you.
Excuse me for coming in late. I was trying to get one extra wink of sleep.
This is a place where you stay awake at times. This is a very, very much at home place for us. The first, that song we sang of cooking bilin' cabbage down was a song that our children sang right on this very stage as they were growing up. Each one had their verse to sing of that song. So this is very much at home. We're right at home, and we see all the little places around us and all the boards in the back, all the places to sit, and Cousin Thel. Everyone, all this just brings back memories to us. Well, I thought I would tell you a ghost story. You'd need one at this festival, even if it is daytime. When we were growing up, we celebrated Halloween by dressing up and scaring everybody as we walked along on our neighborhood. Didn't know about trick-or-treating. No such thing as that. Well, after a while, we'd go to someone's house and have a winter roast, and we would tell ghost stories. Well, now, it seems that old Joe Kelly was the meanest man in town. And everybody stayed away from his house. If you put your foot in his yard, you're going to come back without a foot. He was mean. And when he died, he said, I want to be buried right up there on the hill, in the graveyard, and I want to be standing straight up so I can keep my eyes on any of those children or folks who come messing around my grave. I don't want anybody messing around my grave. Well, old Joe Kelly died, and he was buried right up there in the corner, standing straight up. And believe it or not, but there was a fog just hovered over his grave every night. Well, after a dance one night, we were talking about old Joe Kelly, and old Sally and me, she was a real uppity girl. You've seen those in high school, I'm sure. Real uppity. She was better than anybody else. I'm not afraid of old Joe Kelly. I go to his grave, and I just put my scarf on him and show him I am not afraid of him. Well, we dared her, and she did it. She left us, walked up to the graveyard, walked over to his grave. She said, Joe Kelly, they say you're the meanest man in town, and I believe it. Just to show you I'm not afraid of you, I'm going to put my scarf on your grave. And she did. And just as soon as she did that, the moon went under a cloud, and it was pitch black dark. Well, she wasn't going to mess around anymore, so she thought she'd get on back to the dance. And just as she turned to go, some force pulled her back. She could not move. She tried again, and that same force pulled her back. She could not move. She was so frightened, she let out a scream, and she collapsed over the grave. After an hour, she had not come back to the school, so we told the sponsors, our chaperones, that she hadn't come back and that we better go look for her. Well, they called the police and called her parents, and they came. We went out in twos looking for her. Nobody could find her. And then we finally confessed we better go look in the graveyard because she might be up there. We did. And when we looked up there, we saw old Joe Kelly's grave, and we saw a body over his grave. Well, everyone went up there, and her folks were beside themselves. When we got there, sure enough, that was Sally Mae. Her face was chalky white, as if all the blood had been just drained out of her body. Her face had the most grotesque look on it. It was horrible. And she wasn't moving. Well, her folks were just in tears and screaming, and they reached down to pick her up, and she opened her eyes, and her daddy said, Honey, you're alive. And she said, Oh, Daddy, take me home. Oh, take me home. Get me away from this place. And when he picked her up and tried to move her, that same force pulled her back. They could not move her. And they tried again, and she wouldn't move. And then one of the policemen took his flashlight and looked down. And coming up out of the grave was a green hand holding her skirt. He looked closer and came to find out that was the root of a tree that her dress had gotten snagged on. Now tonight, when you all go home, if you've got on long breeches or a long dress, you be careful, because you don't want that green hand coming out of the ground grabbing your breeches or your dress. And that's my ghost story to you. Thank you.
Some of you have already acknowledged that you remember Cousin Thelma Bolton. We met her on this stage in May of 1958. We just came over here to see what the festival was like. And we liked it pretty well, so we've come back every year since. But we owe a lot. The first year of the festival, when we were not here, although Johnny Bullard here sent us a program, one of the printed programs from the very first festival. That's something we're really happy to have, and we'll treasure it. But Thelma came here that first year as a story. She lived in Gainesville, and she came here as a storyteller. But it wasn't very long before they put her in charge of special events for the Stephen Foster Memorial. And she, and with the help of Barbara Beecham, pretty much made this festival what it is today. They took it from its infancy into its adulthood, and inspired everything that goes on today. And this is a song that Thelma used to sing. Just a bowl of butter beans, pass the cornbread if you please. I don't want no collard greens, all I want is a bowl of butter beans. Just a slice of country ham, homemade biscuits with some jam. Country butter if you please, serve them with a bowl of butter beans. Grits and gravy, they're all right. Coffee stirs my appetite. But the children always scream for a great big bowl of butter beans. When you lay me out to rest, place a bowl upon my chest. I don't want no evergreens, all I want is a bowl. Now, I shouldn't stop this in the middle, especially when I'm singing it in memory of Cousin Thelma, but today when all the news on television and in the papers talks about how we as a nation are just overweight, I should not be up here singing about butter green gravy and biscuits and butter and ham. A song like that really needs a Surgeon General's warning. So I'm going to offer this as an antidote. In these days of indigestion, it is oftentimes a question of what to eat and what to leave alone. Each microbe and bacillus has a different way to kill us. In time, they'll always have us for their own. There are germs of every kind in any food that you can find, in the market or upon the bill of fare. Drinking water just as risky as the so-called deadly whiskey, it's often a mistake to breathe the air. Some little bug is gonna find you someday. Some little bug will creep behind you someday. He'll send for his bug friends, then all your trouble ends. Some little bug is gonna find you someday. The exciting green cucumber has everybody's number. The green corn has a system of its own. Though the radish seems nutritious, its behavior can be vicious. A doctor will be coming to your home. Eating lobster cooked or plain is only flirting with ptomaine. The oyster often has a lot to say. And the clams we eat in chowder make the angels sing the louder. They know that we'll be with them right away. When cold storage vaults I visit, I can only say what is it makes mortals fill their systems with such stuff. For breakfast, prunes are dandy if a stomach pump is handy, and your doctor can be found quite soon enough. Eat a plate of fine pig knuckles, and the undertaker chuckles. The gravedigger writes a note upon his cuff. Eat a luscious red bologna, you will wear a wood kimono, and your relatives will fight about your stuff. Some little bug is gonna find you someday. Some little bug will creep behind you someday. Eat a juicy ripe pineapple, the sexton dusts the chapel. Some little bug is gonna find you someday. The fancy food we mix will float us across the river Styx, or start us climbing up the Milky Way. And the meals we eat in courses mean a hearse and six black horses. Before they eat, some people always pray. Luscious grapes cause appendicitis, or their juice leads to gastritis. They only bring us bad news either way. Fried chicken's nice, but mind you, friend, we'll soon ride slow behind you. The papers all will have nice things to say. Some little bug is gonna find you someday. Some little bug will creep behind you someday. Eat some sauce that we call chili. In your hands he'll place a lily. Some little bug is gonna find you someday. think, now some of you may say, we thought this was a folk festival, and there you up there singing something that's ripped from the headlines. But I tell you, that song was first recorded by a man named Roy Atwell in 1915. And he and another fellow named Benjamin Burt took credit for writing the words, and that may be right, but I've also read some sources that say the song goes all the way back to the 1890s. So a lot of things change, and a lot of them don't. When people in the days before television and all of that had to entertain themselves, they might have a ghost story or any other kind of story during the evening, and then when the children would go to bed, they might have one of the English ballads. Somebody in the family would have learned it from her parents, who learned it from their parents, who came over from the old country. And a lot of those ballads are very, very long and also quite violent. In fact, they had to wait to go to the children to go to bed for a lot of them, because they really would be R-rated today. But I have one here that's not so long. They would last a long time, like watching a movie and listen to a movie. But this one is not so long, and, well, I don't know whether it has a happy ending or not. Young Rogers the miller went courting one day. The farmer's fair daughter, the beautiful Kate, her eyes were as bright as the stars up above. Her cheeks were like roses, all painted with love. The wedding was ready, the dowry laid down, the beautiful gift of 10,000 gold pounds. Then Rogers the miller was heard to declare, "I won't take your daughter without your gray mare." The old man rose up with anger and speed, said, "You would have married my daughter indeed. I wish it were better, I'm glad it's not worse. I'll put all my money back into my purse." Young Rogers the miller was thrown out the door, and straightway was ordered to come back no more. When 6 months had passed and a little above, he happened to meet fair Katie, his love. "Katie, oh Katie, you must know me. I think I have seen you before," said she. "You look like the young man with long curly hair who once came a-courting my father's gray mare." The price of the gray... Oh no, that's one more verse that I better leave out. "Oh, Katie, I'm sorry for what I have done, but your father is losing a beautiful son." She said, "For your sorrows, I bear you them not. There's many another young man to be got." The price of the gray mare, it was too great. "So fare you well, Rogers. Goodbye, fair Kate. This endeth the courtship before it's too late. Of Rogers the miller and the farmer's fair Kate." So all of you young folks, I hope you take heed. Be guided by true love and never by greed. Rogers the miller and the farmer's fair Kate. Through the years, we've done a lot of answer back songs here, and this is one we've done a lot, so if you've been here a lot, you might have heard it a lot, but we'll do it anyway, ladies and gentlemen. "How can I marry you? No hat to wear."
Up she jumped and away she ran down the market square. There she bought a hat for Lazy John to wear.
"Lazy John, Lazy John, will you marry me?"
How can I marry you? No shirt to wear.
Up she jumped and away she ran down to the market square.
There she bought a shirt for Lazy John to wear.
Lazy John, Lazy John, will you marry me? Will you marry me?
How can I marry you? No pants to wear.
Up she jumped and away she ran down to the market square. There she bought some pants for Lazy John to wear.
Lazy John, Lazy John, will you marry me? Will you marry me?
How can I marry you? No shoes to wear.
Up she jumped and away she ran down to the market square.
There she bought some shoes for Lazy John to wear.
Lazy John, Lazy John, won't you marry me? Won't you marry me?
How can I marry you with a wife and 10 children at home?
Thank you.
This festival wasn't just happening overnight. And no one understands how Cousin Thelma and Barbara could put something like this together. This year is so much of our old-timey festival, the folk festival that we used to have.
Through the years, we've been going to schools and libraries, and we always end with a song that everybody knows. Always, by that time, we've already gotten them to sing along with something, so I tell them they're good singers. You all probably are. I can just tell to look at you. So you can sing along, too. Lulu, skip the Malulu, Lulu, skip the Malulu, Lulu, skip the Malulu, skip the Malulu, my darling. Gone again, skip the Malulu, gone again, skip the Malulu, gone again, skip the Malulu, skip the Malulu, my darling. Lulu, skip the Malulu, Lulu, skip the Malulu, Lulu, skip the Malulu, my darling. Thank you so much. We've enjoyed being with you.
And just enjoy the rest of the festival and come back again next year. Thank you.
Absolutely. Jay and Peggy Smith, thank you so much. Thank you.